This is the Don and Mike Show. Two days till the last Don and Mike Show.
Don't miss it. In the meantime, you're listening to the ultimate best of Don and Mike as we relive our favorite moments from the past 23 years. One of my favorite running gags, and I know I'm not alone in this, is the Newsmaker Hotline.
Oh, the Newsmaker of the Week,
this,
yeah.
This was a carefully crafted, carefully constructed bit that was written by Rob Spiewak and Don Geronimo and capitalized on one person in particular here at the radio station.
Absolutely. Have you ever seen that show Iron Chef where people are forced to take what's around them and turn it into something?
Mm-hmm.
No one better than Don at taking people at the radio station and making them and find a most comfortable fit on the show. And look who just walked in the studio.
Timmy!
Hey, Timmy. The voice of the Newsmaker of the Week.
Timmy Obibanet.
What's up, Buzz? What's up, Rabe?
Welcome. Timmy, did you enjoy that role? You did that for quite a while.
Oh, man. Those were so much fun. Those were fun times. But first of all, I like to say, I'm going to miss Don Geronimo, man. I mean, what an awesome dude.
Right.
I mean, he was good to me both on and off the air. And all I got to say is, Godspeed, Don Geronimo.
Yeah.
You should say Godspeed, Captain. You always call him Captain.
Captain, that's right. That's right. And, you know, about those Newsmaker shows, hey, Rob, remember, you know, you and Don used to come to my office before the show.
We
go through the material.
The gags.
And at first, check this out, man. And at first, I was like, how in the heck am I going to sound like this, you know, celebrities? Because I can't even mimic Michael Mara, the great mimic himself. You know what I mean?
It doesn't matter.
It never mattered.
Right. And Don said, yeah, we want you to sound as unlike the celebrities as possible.
Right.
Just sound like yourself. That is the funny, you know, that's a joke.
And one of Don's many fortes was putting people in positions they wouldn't normally be in. Sort of a fish out of water concept.
Right. I mean, those were fun times.
They sure were.
I hear people talk to me about, like, the Martha Stewart, like, you know, I mean, all those different.
You were all those people.
He was everybody. And this is, I think, one of my favorites because we used special effects. It was when Ted Williams died.
And got frozen.
They cut his head off and put it in a jar.
Right.
And here's a look behind the scenes. It was Timmy talking into a coffee pot on the best of Don and Mike.
And Mike, this one's going to be special for you.
Very good. Oh, I'm excited about this.
We were all shocked and saddened by the untimely passing of one of the icons of the baseball world.
Yes.
Mr. Red Sox, Teddy Williams.
Teddy Ballgame.
The great Ted Williams. But his passing has not taken him out of the headlines.
No, not at all.
As I'm sure you know, a battle rages within the Williams family. A battle, incidentally, that we hope to have resolved today. We are honored on the Don and Mike Show to be joined by the head of recently deceased Hall of Fame baseball star Ted Williams. Hello, Ted's dead head.
God damn it. Do you keep it cold enough in here for you?
Oh, he's in a box.
Actually, Ted, in our studio, it's a comfortable 68 degrees.
Oh, I forgot. I'm in a jar of liquid nitrogen so I don't rot. It tends to get a bit chilly in here.
All right, now, can I take you for this interview?
You're interviewing Ted Williams' head?
In a bottle.
Just checking.
Can I take your head out of the bottle?
Sure. Do you got a stick? You know, you can shove it in my neck hole, and I look like a good humor bar. You know, maybe my useless jackass son will charge stupid collectors $50 to lick me. Tastes like hitting 400, dog.
All right, Ted, I've got the stick here. Let me open the jar and remove your head.
Very good.
Okay, now I've got...
Damn, don't stick me so hard. I'm not some whore you just picked up. You know, ease it in there, son. You know, just work it.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the spot I'm at now.
Ted, you are making me feel uncomfortable.
You're uncomfortable? I look like a goddamn candy apple at the circuit. You know, at least you can touch the radio dial to change the station. You know, Jesus, this show sucks anus.
This show sucks what?
Sucks anus. Fenway anus. Yastrzemski anus. Pedro anus. Curse of the Bambino anus. Michael Mara anus. Cyndi Lauper anus. Anus. Anus.
Isn't there a yippee in there?
Yippee, yippee, yippee. Yeah.
Now, question, Ted. I guess you obviously are not in touch with your anus, being as your head has been cut clean off and frozen by your son.
Yes, I call my anus the Ted Williams Tunnel. You know, according to my douche son, John Henry, my anus is doing a collectible show in Boston this weekend.
Any other news about your body?
Well, my bladder is on display at the other show in Grand Rapids.
Wow.
My kidneys are doing a meet and greet at a grocery store opening in Miami. And we're working on a multi-million dollar deal with Kellogg's.
Kellogg's of Battle Creek, Michigan. You mean the Tony the Tiger people?
Right, Captain Asswipe. Here's the skinny. First, they want to purchase my entire colon to put on display where they can make them grape nuts. You know, then they're going to hide my shriveled liver in a box of Raisin Bran. And if you can find it, you win a free trip to rehab.
Well, now, is that it?
Wow.
Hell no, douchebag. Nike wants my feet. That's right.
Wow.
Isotona wants my hands.
Isotona.
Yep. And the Trojan people, they want my penis.
Oh, my.
What about your balls?
Not for sale.
Really?
No, not really. We're just waiting for Nathan Lane's check to clear.
Ted Williams, head of Ted Williams.
Head of Ted.
How can you let your son cut you up and sell you like this?
First, boy, he's retarded. Have some freaking compassion, you stupid low-rent shock jock ass. You know, second, he's not really retarded.
Oh, no.
He's a shrewd businessman. You know, most of the body parts we're hawking aren't even really mine.
They're not.
Nope, most belongs to the late Rosemary Clooney.
Now, wait a minute. No. So you mean if I'm one of these schmucks at the show and I'm paying $50 to see the penis of Ted Williams, it really means...
That's right, son. You've seen Rose's penis.
Oh, my.
But hey, it's plenty nice, you know, because it looks just like it belongs to that fancy lad nephew of hers, George.
George Clooney?
Line them up side by side at Double Dog Day. Pick which penis is George's and which is Rose's. You know, if you can pick the right one, I give you an autographed bat.
How can you autograph a bat? You are a disembodied head that I have freed from a jar.
I'm glad you asked. Just like you, I employ Robert to sign all my memorabilia.
Now, let's say this about Rob. He is quite the forgerer.
Not only that, he's also a right-thinking American as well.
Oh, dear.
Yep. Hell, I can think of one issue Rob and I don't agree on 100%. You know, be it politics, religion, Chinese, Japanese, and especially the Germans.
If you're just tuning in, it's the Newsmaker of the Week. We're talking with frozen head on a stick, Ted Williams.
The head of Ted Williams. Amazing that he's able to speak so well with his head frozen.
Yeah, make it snappy, son. Being in fresh air is giving me a goddamn slurpy headache. You know, I inhale air, but I got no lungs for the air to go to. My dripping neck is making fart noises.
he inhales the air, but he has no lungs.
And it makes the fart noise coming out the windpipe. I think I understand the concept.
Ted's head, you served your country bravely in World War II, right?
Goddamn right, you faggot. If I saw a crowd or a Jap right now, I'd jump out of my jar and roll towards them in an effort to knock them over.
Do you miss flying your airplane?
Son, I miss my neck.
Wow.
I miss my shoulders. I miss my big man breast.
Now, here is another love you had. Do you miss fly fishing?
Nope. John Henry, my ass son, cuts me into little pieces and uses me for bait.
Oh, no.
That's right.
Oh,
hell,
that's bad.
That's weird. Hell, last week, my earlobe landed him a big mouth bass, you know, as big as terminal screw-up Bill Buckner.
Wow, he is the Red Sox.
Billy Buck, don't give a...
No. I've heard that. Billy Buck, don't give a...
Right.
Watch it, Teddy Ball Game on a Stick. Just watch it, man.
Okay, let me talk to my main man, Mike.
Hi, Teddy Ball Game. How are you?
Say, faggot. Why do you still root for this sucky Red Sox?
Because I love them.
Hell, son, I gave up on them in the 60s, and I was the manager of the Senators. I mean, can you imagine living anything for the Washington Senators?
No, I can't, Teddy Ballgame.
Hey, wait, Don.
Yes, what is it, Ted?
I'm falling off my stick. We need some duct tape.
Oh, no.
I'm like a friggin' bobblehead doll on this stick.
All right, back in the jar.
No. I hit me in the jar. You know what my ingrate son calls me?
What's that?
What?
Jar Jar Banks. Get it? Like Jar Jar Binks?
No, sure. I get it.
You see, in Star Wars, there's a character called Jar Jar Binks.
Right?
That's with an I. He calls me Jar Jar Banks. You know, that's Banks with an A,
right,
because I'm his only source of money.
Right.
And it keeps my head in a jar.
Right, right. I get jokes.
Do you, Captain? Well, then why don't you mention I'm not really Ted Williams' frozen head? I'm Timmy, and I work here, and you make me read these dumb scripts every week. Hey. I've probably never been in the Hall of Fame because of you.
Ted, how's it hanging?
Well, is this your weak segue into the AIDS thing, asswipe?
Yeah, I'm afraid it is.
All right, but let's make this fast. I think I'm starting to thaw.
All right. What was the worst thing about being cut up into so many pieces, Ted?
Well, I'll tell you, as for brains, the doctor who did it only owns one saw. And amazingly, he has used it on a long list of celebrity clients before he got to me.
Oh, no, here
like,
we go.
Like who?
Oh, let me see. Joe Torre, Dick Cheney, yeah. Black Peter,
right.
Mother Nature,
yeah,
Computer Voice,
yeah.
Britney Spears, right. Rush Limbaugh,
sure.
Paula Poundstone, and over 2,000 Asian toddlers.
It's 2,000 now. Huh?
Uncle Sam, yeah. Carl Ripken Jr., Anthony Saragusa.
Anybody else?
Sadly, yes. Mr. Liza Minnelli, David, you know, the flamer?
Yeah.
He was the first to go under the saw. And he really got a raging case of the fullest blown AIDS.
Oh, no.
But, oh, yes, don't bother to the ballgame, though, because I'd be dead already.
Oh, my.
I said, bring on the autoimmune deficiency. Woohoo! Anything's better than being cut up and put on the eBay by your own useless son.
I see.
Yep.
Theodore, what are your future plans?
Well, I'm going to the craft store to buy me some rubber cement and put myself back together. What do you think, jackass? I'm a floating head in a cold-ass jar. I'll stay here until I put somewhere else.
Really?
Yes, really. I'm basically a talking doorstop.
All right. Well, thanks for coming by.
F you, Don. Eat me.
Listen, perhaps before you go, a message for Red Sox fan Mike O'Meara.
Oh, thank you, Don.
Oh,
I appreciate
okay.
that. Yes, yes, Teddy Boy.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah,
Ted. You know the Sox are 3 games out, right?
2 games out, yeah.
Okay, well, goodbye World Series. That's right.
Really?
Hello, earring. Hello, leather vest and gay bar.
No way.
Hey, maybe you'll see Yaz there. He's a fag, you know.
Hey, cut it out, Teddy Ballgame.
Now, Ted, hold on. Before we do the end, let me put you back inside the jar. Let me put you back inside the jar.
Oh, why are you doing this to me?
So long, Ted.
Your show sucks. Your show sucks. Good day to you.
Ted, will anyone ever hit 400 again?
Good day, ass.
I'm going
to Germany.
I'm going to Germany? Yeah.
Wow. There he goes.
Here's your newsmaker.
Teddy Ball Game. Ted's head.
Your newsmaker of the week.
Ted's head.
Ted's head.
You guys read it last night. You had him 3 games out. You were really optimistic about that, huh?
Yeah. Well, I don't know how we managed to do it, but there it is.
There Ted. He goes, and now he's being carried out, the head being carried out of Buzz's studio.
Ted Williams and his disembodied head.
There he goes.
Okay.
This is the Don and Mike Show.